60s or whatever, where people had those round things, the whole, that's what they did.
What do you put it in a wine bottle or in certain kind of bottles? You put something in the top of it. What's
cork called?
Okay, and what's a musical instrument people play like this?
French harp.
Okay, and what's that other thing?
Juice harp.
Now, what's the difference there?
Juice harp is hard to describe. It's a metal thing, and you've got a little tongue there. You put it between your lips, and you play it. My grandfather could play one of them real good.
What did he play on?
Taking the straw,
Staggering.
What else? Staggering pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather could play most anything.
Could he play banjo and all that?
Banjo, fiddle, guitar,
mm-hmm.
a bow. Does anybody play a bow?
Uh-uh.
It's just like a regular, like a bow and arrow on it. It's longer.
Yeah.
It's just got a string attached, and you can make it get higher or lower notes by releasing the tension.
Really? And so you could make it sound sort of like a bass fiddle, and or like the high pitch sound. That's interesting. Now, what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden place between? The long wooden piece between the horses called?
Yoke.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called the tongue?
A
wagon?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wagon tongue. Before you hitch up a horse pulling the buggy, you have to back him in between the what?
I don't
know. Okay. Have you ever heard shafts?
No.
You ever heard single tree and double tree?
I've heard it.
You don't know what it means. Okay, but you have heard it. Probably older folks use it then. And what about the steel outside of a wagon wheel? What do you call that?
Rim.
Okay. Now, if a man has a load of wood in the wagon, he's driving along, what's he doing?
Carrying it.
Just carrying wood. Would you ever say hauling wood or hauling things?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, is that what you'd use that word? How would you say it?
I would use both, I guess. Different situation. I don't really know.
Okay. Now,
I feel like if you can't teach somebody hauling that wood.
Okay. That's what you'd say. Now, what about if you had there's a log in the road and you wanted to move it, how would you get it out? What would you do?
Roll it.
What kind of racing is people do when they're racing against each other in cars? What kind of
drag race?
Okay. Now, if you're using that as a verb, you're saying you're going to do that to the log, you did what?
Drag it out
of the way. Yesterday you
drag it out.
And you have
drag.
And you will
drag.
Okay. Now, what's that thing you use to break up the ground in springtime on a farm called?
Plow.
Okay, and after you plowed it, what do you use to break up the ground even finer after you've done that?
Disc.
Okay. And would you have you ever heard it called harrow, or is it always just disc in it? You'd say it's
I've heard horse drum ones called harrow.
Okay, so that would be a harrow, but the disc would be the machine, the tractor kind of use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
Axle.
Okay. What do you call an X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths? You ever heard that?
Egg-shaped frame.
Yeah. What do you call it? Have you ever heard of sawbuck?
Sawhorse.
That's just
a thing like...
Now that's an A-frame.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the X-frame you have...
I've never heard of that.
Okay. What do you straighten your hair with? A comb and a...
brush.
Okay. What do you use to straighten or to sharpen a straight razor? Sharpen it up. What do you use?
Never.
Made a letter.
Like, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, you haven't ever heard it called a strop?
No.
Okay. What do you put in a revolver loading a gun? What do you put in?